As I'm sure the comment section is all a buzz over, Charlie can let me know if it's not. Let me just confirm here. Yes, I gave myself a haircut yesterday. For those counting, this is actually quarantine cut number two. Being a little more conservative means you're getting to cutting a little more regularly. Haircuts are just one of the things we find the unexpected challenge of these days. I wasn't really prepared for this. People will notice. Did I get it right? These buzzings and clippings, though, might be our path to sainthood. Just ask St. Catherine of Siena. No, she's not the patron of hairstylists. We still need one of those to get canonized first. But Catherine lived out of her depth in many ways and is remembered for it. Famously, our illiterate doctor of the church, you can reflect on that today, got the Pope to return to Rome from Avignon, convincing Pope Gregory XI to come back to where his six predecessors wouldn't. It's a period of time in the church's history, 67 years, that the Pope lived outside of Rome in France, in Avignon. Despite limited knowledge of the politics behind those 67 years away and the levers of power raised and lowered behind the scenes, Catherine threw herself into this task for the good of the church. It took her 3 months, 3 months of meetings, of prayers, of pleadings. We're not at month three just yet. We're not advocating for a big change from some big important person, but we are placed today in unfamiliar places, demanding more of us. I wasn't really prepared for this. People will notice, did I get this right? We stand alongside Catherine today. May she intercede for us. May God give us the gift of courage. May these unfamiliar tasks lead us down the road of conversion and holiness.